Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
He didn't put the booster, enhancer.
Good morning and good morning. Well, where are we? Hey, welcome. We are live here. I don't know what happened to the music right there, but hey, welcome to the show tonight. We are live here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott with North State Now. I am very excited. I'm going to go right into because I have a chock full program tonight. First of all, we're going to start with our Turtle Bay moment and with the we're going to be talking about the third annual Glowing Wild Lantern Festival. We went last night. I've got two very important people here from Turtle Bay. And later on in the program, we've got Scott Lewis, who was a judge on the national anthem process. As you know, we had 51 people sign up. We had 31 auditions. And we have four of the people that are going to be singing the national anthem for the Reading Rodeo coming up. So let's talk about the third annual Glowing Wild Lantern Festival with our special guest tonight. We have Lorinda Willard and Lindsay Myers. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How are you guys? Last night was media night, family night, where you kind of like, here, we're going to open it up now. Everything is ready to pop. It's popping. And so congratulations, because it's the best ever.
Thank you. We think so, too. It's amazing. And it was so great to have you there last night and have our employees there. It was kind of our practice night, kind of get the dust off the shoes. And then we actually open to the public starting tomorrow, Friday night.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the festival, because there and the people who put that on. Let's go with you, Lorinda. And what was your involvement in the particular event?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And launching it.
Well, so we have been working with a company called Tianyu Arts and Culture. And so this, as you said, this is our third year. So they come to our gardens and they assemble, build, weld, paint, create all of these amazing lanterns that are installed in our gardens.
We were trying, we did not want to touch. But we did kind of slightly touch. You're not supposed to. Because it's like they're paper, but it's not paper. And that's the beauty of it. Because even when it comes to, like, the badgers, like, there's dirt on their feet, like they've been digging.
Mm-hmm.
So it's educational as well. And they have all kinds of noises and sound effects. And everywhere you look, from the trees down to the bottom of the bottom foliage, it's amazing.
Yes, so there are amazing sound effects, animatronics, all of that, and also interpretive signs, too, for all of the lanterns. So there's an educational aspect to it as well, some facts and just some knowledge about all of the different animals and plants that are part of the lantern festival.
Oh, man, it's great. So let's talk about ancient Egypt. That's something that's new, as well as the whole dinosaur lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every year we have all new lanterns that come to us. And so this year, when you enter the Lantern Festival, you actually start in Dino World. So you get to walk through the dinosaurs, which is really great. As Lorinda mentioned, there's interpretive signs. You get to read about some of the dinosaurs. And then you go into Egypt, like you said. And it's huge and it's massive. And there's like a 30-foot pyramid that you get to walk through. It's just so much fun. And then right after Egypt, we have a Madagascar section, mm-hmm. So that's really fun. And then right at the last section is kind of a North American native species, wildlife, plants, and animals.
So, and insects.
And insects.
Huge, yes. Insects. Yes. Mm-hmm. So get ready to really get rocked. And there's certain things that are definitely immersive in the experience as well with the modern lighting and the engineering, and that's with traditional Chinese heritage. But there's wood pizza and orange chicken and mocha ice, and I know some of us had the boba tea last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have two different food trucks. All the food and beverages are provided by Mosaic, and so lots of different options for all ages, but everything from pizza to orange chicken, like you said, chicken strips. But yes, the boba teas are super popular, and then also a crowd favorite and probably one of my favorites is the glowing cocktails. And so there's like a margarita option, whiskey sour, but they're served in this really cool illuminated cup that blinks, and kind of fun to walk around and have that.
Well, I kind of feel like this, you know, maybe with the Garden of Lights, which is always awesome, and every year it's always different. This feels like it is not more immersive, But maybe it is a little bit more educational, absolutely, because you're learning about the different species of dinosaurs and the mm-hmm. different species of insects and the areas that they're from. And I know even the adults that were with me last night, I didn't know. So we're all talking about this inner child that comes out in us in wonderment as we learn.
Mm-hmm.
You're never too old to learn anything, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Lorinda, you had a special story to share about your kids.
Oh.
So you would think or one of them that had an alligator experience.
Yes. Okay. So my 3-year-old, who is very fast and very adorable, he was a little bit afraid of the dinosaurs. So he had to be carried the whole time. And my older kids would joke about getting eaten by the dinosaurs.
Yeah. That's what siblings do.
Yeah. And so little Maverick would go, no, no. And he would try to grab us to hold us back so we wouldn't get eaten by the dinosaurs.
Oh. Now, you have a train, special train rides. Mm-hmm. Now, are there, we were looking to see where the train goes. Do you see more one of a kind, an area just that the only the train gets to see?
Yes. And so the Turtle Express is actually inside Glowing Wild. You can purchase your tickets either at the gate or inside the light show or inside the lantern for the Turtle Express. But when you get on the Turtle Express, you get to go through Egypt in a way where if you're walking, you can't. And then you get to go down and see some additional lanterns. And then there's this really amazing tunnel that you get to go under. So it really is a really cool experience if you do Turtle Express. But also, you know, walking through it, you get to see all the lanterns too.
All right. So my parents are coming, my 93-year-old mom and my soon-to-be 95-year-old dad. And we are taking them a week from Saturday to this exhibit. And this show and this wonderful, and I was thinking about it last night about how you have the ground is even, you don't have to really watch, it's not like there's holes or pots, you've really worked on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It's wheelchair friendly if you need that, or walker friendly if you need that, or cane friendly if you need that, and even if you're slow on your feet, it's really something I just can't encourage everybody enough to go get tickets. And so let's talk about admissions and where one goes to get tickets and for the train rides.
Okay, so to get tickets, you can just go online. That's going to be your best price. So you could do turtlebay.org, and you will be able to buy your tickets. If you don't buy your tickets, we do sell tickets at the door. They are $5 more. So that's why I'm going to encourage everyone to buy them online. But like you mentioned, it is truly accessible for everyone. So stroller-friendly, wheelchair-friendly. We do have some special tickets, which are considered the premium tickets. And that allows you actually some premium parking on the west side of the gardens, closer to where Turtle Bay Nursery is located, and that is a really easy walk in too. So if for some reason, you know, that walk across the Sundial Bridge might seem daunting to some, the premium tickets might be something to consider. And then with that, you get the premium parking on the West Gate. You also get some souvenirs, you get some drink tickets, and then you can have a kind of an untimed entry experience. So you just come at any time. The Lantern Festival is open from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Fantastic. Okay, and then let's talk a little bit more about that this is the third annual. Okay, as soon as you walk in and you go past, when you come into the other gate that's right past the bridge, to the very left, where the old train used to be,
mm-hmm.
You have all of the year of the mm-hmm. the year of the whatever, the year of the horse, the year of the dog, the year of the rabbit, the year of the rat. And you can go find, it's so beautifully done.
There's so many photo opportunities.
Yes.
And so actually every year there is an individual photo op. So if, like you said, if you're the year of the rat or the year of the dog, you can go next to your Chinese year and take a picture. But there's so many other photo opportunities throughout the whole Lantern Festival. So definitely you'll start seeing it all over social media, I'm sure.
Tickets are on sale now. It opens tomorrow night officially, and you're going to actually run this through the entire month of May.
Mm-hmm. And through June 28th.
Oh my gosh, that's great. I didn't realize it ran that. That's fantastic. Yes. A great run for how much work went into it. When I was thinking about that, what it must cost for these animatronics, when you guys are not going to believe it. And there's a giant cactus that's the size of, I don't know how many, is that like 20 feet tall, 25 feet tall?
It's pretty big.
And will interact and say mm-hmm. things. That is amazing. So, I don't know, what was your favorite part, Lorinda,
last
night? Besides watching your children's eyes.
I did like the dinosaurs. The pyramid is cool. And then there's one section right before the pyramid. It's like a box that you walk into,
yes,
and it's got the mirrors,
yes,
and the lights that hang down.
Yeah, like disco ball.
Right. That was really neat.
Yeah.
I really liked that part. I also just want to mention one more thing about ticketing.
Please.
Turtle Bay members get $5 off each ticket, too. So it pays to be a member. Members do get discounts on events like Glowing Wild. So
yeah,
utilize that Turtle Bay membership.
Yeah, I think we may have to buy those premium tickets so that my parents can, we can get them right up front,
yeah,
and get that special parking. So
mm-hmm,
that's a great thing to bring up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We have like one more minute. Closing thoughts.
Well, let's see. As I said, it's all ages. So there's also an interactive section that we didn't get to talk too much about. So we have some glowing swings, but there's an area where you get to interact with another lantern festival somewhere across the country.
Hit the drums, and the drums go up in the tree.
The mm-hmm drum tree, which is super popular. That's actually, we've had that in some form or variation,
yeah,
every year because
George
it's so,
and Rick were
so
at
cool
it last night. Yep. George Dome and Rick Hill were, at big supporters of Turtle Bay. And there's also one other thing I'm not sure it felt like a little foam booth, and I didn't get over to that. So next time around, that, mm-hmm, this seemed to be, you know, the kids are really just loving that, and adults,
mm-hmm,
like we said. So, well, thank you for being with us, and we're going to run this again next week. We can't get enough of what's going on. You guys just are always stepping it up, you know, lifting it up, pushing it up 10 notches, if you will. It's the third annual Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at Turtle Bay that opens tomorrow night. So if you hear this next week, it's going to be open. Get your tickets. It is really, it's reasonable, it's wonderful, it's family friendly, and it's educational. So you have fun while you are smiling with your family and growing in a fabulous experience.
And supporting an amazing local nonprofit. So all of the proceeds from Glowing Wild goes directly back to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. So it supports our education programs, our animal programs. So thank you for all of your support.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much, Lindsay Myers and Lorinda Willard. We appreciate you both being here. And we're going to take a break and we'll come back. We've got Scott Lewis and we've got Nick Myers, that'll be our first guest, and we're going to be talking about the National Anthem and the Reading Rodeo coming up here in just a few weeks. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces. Every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always tell people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At-cost pricing. Only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern-day solutions.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at O2ES.com.
And welcome back to our evening show here on North State Now. This is Linda Bott. How are you? We are live. I couldn't be more thrilled. And by the way, Alex, thank you, our producer, that is with us tonight.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, great to have you here. We've got a chock full night, so we're just going to move right in. I'm here with the one and only, one of our favorite community members, does so much for our community. What a beautiful soul and a great singer and a community activist and a VIP with Placer. You've been with Placer Title how long now?
Oh, gosh. I've been with Placer Title 32 years this July.
Yeah, and we're talking about the one and only Scott Lewis. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here
tonight.
There
is only one, thank goodness, most people think.
I like, you're a handful, but I like your handful.
I am a handful.
Yeah.
And my daughter calls me extra, so that works. God, Dad, you have to be so extra. Yes, I do. It's how I roll, and everybody knows it.
And before we started tonight, you were talking about you're an expert, like a master, at baking and making your desserts. No, because they're highly sought after, and I'm just finding out now about a couple, two or three auctions where, what is it, your
German chocolate cheesecakes to die for.
Okay, my mouth was Nick.
I'm gonna have to make one, and in my next venture this fall as I open my new business, and we'll talk about that another time, but when I do, that'll be one of the things that'll be on my menu.
We'll do a whole show around it.
Absolutely.
I'm just gonna bring you in here and
decadent.
Talk about your dreams and all the things and bringing dreams to fruition.
Absolutely.
And so, that, when we, were given the task to, either sing the national anthem, and you and I have both sung the national anthem, but not for Tiger Field, but for the Reading Rodeo several times.
Absolutely.
And so this year we looked at each other and said, you know what, let's put together a panel. So we had Nancy Hill from the Reading Arts Council, who was fabulous at doing the, having people sign up online and all of the duties that you have to do in order to have people.
And she's amazing.
And then Len Curry, who is a wonderful vocalist as well as a voice teacher. She's also another person that's been an institution, if you will, in town for
a
long time.
Long time.
So the four of us, plus a couple of the Cowboys, put together this audition, which happened a few months ago, I think, already April, sometime in April. And we had close to 31 people around
31, 32, something like that. Yeah.
They came in and auditioned. And so tonight we are going to talk about those, singers. And we brought with us first, who is going to be, with us the night of the opening night of rodeo. It's our only guy that we picked out. Not that there weren't other good guys, but we thought you really fit the bill for opening night, and that is our one and only Nick.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Nick Myers. Tell us about yourself.
Oh gosh, what is there to say? I grew up, born and raised in the community. My parents were both in Reading Rodeo Association. My father is a lifetime member. Singing, dancing, sports, all the whole nine yards. I do it pretty much all of it, and I love doing it, and I love giving back to the community and volunteering my time. A lot of people are like, you don't get paid to do that? I'm like, no, because I love doing it for people. I love helping people. That's what I do. So getting to sing the national anthem at the Reading Rodeo this year is super exciting. And being the only guy, gosh, I'm like, wow, it's an honor.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, we probably, if you have been to any of like Axiom or Cascade or productions in the Reading area and saw these wonderful shows, Nick, you might probably have seen Nick, because you can't miss this big boy who's got this booming voice. And Nick, you are pretty spectacular.
Thank you.
It's cool because watching, as we went through this process, watching some of you, you tried out last year as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
And even the change in your demeanor this year, was there was such a difference when you walked in and the confidence with it. And to see that, and that's part of what we look at when we're looking at somebody that's going to stand in front of 8,000 people.
Right.
And sing our national anthem. And you're on national TV.
Yep. Right. It's televised on the Cowboy Channel.
And you go, wow, okay, he can do that.
Yeah.
There's not a fear. There's not an afraid.
Right.
There's
right.
eyes open, singing strong and going. And that's sometimes a hard thing to find in folks because it can be overwhelming.
It can be
even
very,
for a small panel.
Yeah, and it can be overwhelming in that moment. We've experienced it because when the moment happens, it goes silent, and sometimes all you hear is the flapping of the flags. The flapping of the flags in the wind, and it's this awesome moment of patriotism, gratitude, prayer, being centered, and just, you know, hoping that, you know, I hope the notes come out because I'm doing everything I think I'm doing everything right.
And there is that
it's
moment.
It's amazing all those things that go through your mind. So
you could do all the prep in the world, and as soon as the moment comes, it could just out of your brain.
Well, and it's rodeo. So you talk about patriotism and America. It's interesting because the first time I ever did it, they wanted me to sound check. And so I went down, like, 4 days before the rodeo.
You got a sound check?
And they had me sound check in an afternoon. And the Cowboys were all out there. Families were out there.
Yeah.
They were cleaning and doing the stuff in the stands. And it's so rodeo and so Americana that literally I started to sound check on the microphone and the entire stadium, there were probably 75 people in there, stopped. Hats came off and they stood at attention through the entire sound check.
That's awesome.
They stopped working because it was only sound check. But it was the national anthem.
Oh, man.
Americana was there. And they were like, oh, nope, got to stop. So cool. Like, chilling that they did that. Because it's not something you're expecting as a performer to go do a mic check and have people just stop.
So we are so happy to have you, Nick, here. You're going to be our night of the rodeo. And Scott is so true. We just know that you're here. You will deliver. It would be beautiful. It's Native American night. And Dove will be singing the God Bless America in her native tongue, and that the people's hearts stop and they just cannot believe. And you're right after that. Now, we know you can handle that.
Yeah, no pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure. So, Nick, thanks for joining us. And we're going to have our other three contestants coming on the show. Stay with me, Scott, because we're going to bring them on one by one. And so we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR. This is 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and North State Now, with Linda Bott and Scott Lewis, is my guest. And coming up, we've got some great singers who are going to tell you their story as well. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Oh my God, I still get chills. Do you?
One of the best that has ever done. And so...
And rocked, I think she... I'm going to cry almost. She rocked the world. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute. They were not ready for this rendition.
It was a number one single in 1991.
Oh, God!
What does that tell you?
My gosh.
What does that tell you? Okay, we're here. We're live. This is Linda Budd. This is North State Now here on KCNR, and I'm with the one and only Scott Lewis.
Thank
another
God,
vocalist extraordinaire and a good friend and a just a complete community activist.
Love being involved
yeah,
with you guys.
Yeah, you know, and I just adore you. So I feel like when we do this, it's kind of we're enjoying the process of what it is.
Absolutely.
To have other performers and singers and artists to lift them in a moment where they can show and realize their own potential. So let's go with our next national anthem singer. We've got you booked on
Friday night.
Friday night. Okay. So that's going to be our tough enough night. And we are talking to the one and only Cheyenne Hara.
That's me.
All right. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Cheyenne Hara. I'm 25 years old. I grew up here in Reading and I've been singing my entire life. I have kind of taken a hiatus. I used to perform and sing all the time up until I was about 20, and the last 5 or so years, I haven't really been doing anything, and I felt re-inspired to get back into it this year.
Well, I think you're a little busy with kids, right?
Yeah, these two.
Yeah,
they keep me busy.
She has her darling children here right now that, what are their names?
Michael and Brooklyn.
Michael and Brooklyn. Hey, yep.
I've got a peace sign coming out of the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Exactly.
I like it.
So what was it like for you with the process of, let's talk about you, how did you hear about the National Anthem audition?
You know, I saw it on Facebook, and my biggest inspiration for doing it was actually my son over here in the corner. He's been getting into performing, and we're kind of trying to get him a little bit more confident in doing it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe if I go out and I do it, it helps set the precedent for him to be able to be more confident and do the things that he wants to do as well. So that's really why I did it.
That's awesome.
Well, I will say, and I'm not speaking for both of us, that when you walked in, you were super polished. Thank you. You were ready. You were ready to bring your A game.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, you walked out that afternoon, and I made the comment to the panel. I said, that girl's ready for NFR.
Nuh-uh.
Look-wise. You were dialed, the voice, all of it. I was like, she could do NFR.
Somebody call.
Right?
Well, I'll be there in December.
But, you know.
But the Cowboy Channel, that. You're going to be televised all over, so you know that when there's the camera is coming right down, you have no idea where they're going to be because mm-hmm. we were talking about this moment of what happens when all of a sudden they give your the introduction of you, and then there's the silence, and it's about you coming into the moment of, what's my opening key? What am I saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so we just have all the faith in the world. Mm-hmm. Right, Scott?
And literally, you walked out that afternoon. I was like, oh, my God, where'd she come from? I've never seen you perform.
Yeah.
And so to see that and have somebody step in and go, oh, my God,
yeah.
She should have been doing this all along.
That is something my dad really dialed in when I was young. I started vocal lessons when I was around 7 or 8. And I was this little shy kid, always shaking, and it took a lot of work to get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad was always the biggest person in building that confidence and teaching me how to walk into a room and know to be happy with who I am and go out and know that I'm here to be here.
Do you? I love that.
Do
yeah.
you?
Confident.
And so with what we have left here with our time in the – with you in this moment, let's talk a little bit about you are now going to, you've started being a teacher and opened up your own like little studio. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Cheyenne Harris Spotlight okay. Studios. Thank you for plugging it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I actually coming back into performing and really wanting to step back into what I was always really passionate about. I found a really big passion for teaching and instructing when I was in college. I was majoring in music education. And I helped with the Butte College Choir. I worked at Inspire School of the Arts with those students. And I just had such a passion for sharing my love of music with the next generation and was deeply inspired by my first vocal coach, Deb Meats, down in Corning, and just wanted to really bring something like that to my life and be able to share that. And so that's where Cheyenne Harris Spotlight Studios has come from, and we're getting ready to do a – 8-week summer program for little kids between nice. Like 5 and 14. So
that's, you know, mentoring. We've talked about how important that is, Scott, mentors in our life. And you do a lot of that with work.
Well,
daily.
Absolutely. And the important part for me, I'm a band kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I never sang till I was 18.
Yeah.
But I was in band and I had piano under my belt. So while I don't play anymore, I learned to read music,
mm-hmm.
which then progressed into being able to sing and follow music and watch all that stuff. It is so important for our kids, no matter what their career path is, to know what the arts are.
Right. Absolutely.
It is a necessity. And mm-hmm. we're lucky in this community. We have lots of arts available to our mm-hmm. children. You know, whether it's at Cascade or it's at the high schools, the college,
yeah.
even in the programs. I mean, we just lost a big member of our community that moved away a year ago, but Robert Waterbury passed away,
mm-hmm.
and he did a huge amount out of college with
yeah.
all of the choral stuff
so
and, the, and you know the amount of opera stuff
mm-hmm.
that he did, and even doing stuff with kids that they'd put these things together during the summer, and it was okay or not, didn't matter, they did them, and the kids
the fact
got involved
that they
in
did
that.
Them and they're getting involved and being happy
yep.
and finding a passion that they
exactly.
can. It's about the creative outlet. And it's a healthy yep. creative outlet to introduce to them.
And when you're younger, when I think about, you know, on my choir teachers, I can't remember my science teachers, but I remember my choir teachers
mm-hmm.
because it plugged something into me at a very young age. And there's a discipline when you're doing vocal parts, where you know, training your ear to hold on to your parts
mm-hmm.
so you don't
mm-hmm.
slide. Because you and I did the national anthem as a duet last year.
Oh,
on
love.
Saturday night, we closed
I remember
it.
That. That was really
yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, and it was wonderful to do that with you, Scott.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was, but and I haven't sang parts in a long time.
Because mm-hmm.
I see Ling, I sing lead. Ling C.
Yeah.
I sing lead all the time.
Right.
So it's different when you're doing parts. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, God, I got to harmonize. How? Mm-hmm. Let's
well,
do that again.
Did,
and getting
have,
my brain trained.
It's
yeah.
amazing how easy your brain can come back to
absolutely.
It though, after
right.
so many years.
Right. And
yeah.
we did have a couple lead lines. It each had like a lead
yeah.
line,
yeah.
and then we would go into flip with the top and the bottom. So you had, yeah, it was so good because I knew I could the only person I could really do that with and rehearse just a few times with was Scott Lewis. So we are so looking forward to hearing you on Friday night. And again, tonight you're listening to Cheyenne Hara, who is being interviewed here on KCNR. You can always go back to the archives and hear this as well. We hope to have you come on after your experience of being in a rodeo. Tell us what happened for you during the rodeo experience.
That would be so fun. I'm so excited for this experience. I really am just stoked. So thank you, guys.
Okay. So we got our Thursday night coming up, Peyton McGarry, as well as Tessa Walker for Saturday night. Our next two contestants, along with Scott Lewis. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for art over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Everywhere around the world.
All right. Hey, we just watched Song or whatever, Blue.
Oh, and a little Neil Diamond never hurts.
Oh, and talk about, my girlfriend said you better have some tissue when you see it.
Oh, really?
Oh, and we rented it the other night. And, yeah.
Go rent that.
It's super cool. It's, hey, $5.99 or $9.99,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Roku. I love my
it's
Roku.
It's so good. It's so good. Welcome back. Yeah, we are live here. It's Linda Bott along with Scott Lewis here on North State. Now we're on KCNR. radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM on your dial if you're an AM listener or FM, or if you're streaming online or on your phone, you can go to kcnrradio.com. Remember, you can always go back to our website, kcnr1460.com, and hear these shows. So, with our next guest, in case you wanted to take a little tidbit and pass it on and copy it and pass it to your families, please do. Very excited tonight to have Scott Lewis here. When we were on the panel for the national anthem to find out who our four finalists would be to fill in
time.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, we had 31, 32 people audition. That means you're listening to every single person do their songs, their song. And what was it like for you, Scott?
You know, for me, it was, it's always fun to see who's out there, who can do what, who's available. And you know as well as I do, we look at this not only for the rodeo, but then we start making a list for, say, Colt 45s. Who will come sing for the season of Colt 45s? Because they're always looking for a singer. And it's sometimes hard to find some. So if we have a list,
right?
Oh my gosh, what a great way to involve right. community into a community event, not just the rodeo, but then to have them available for other things in the
right.
community, because there's a lot
event,
that goes
yes,
on.
Yes.
You know, between veterans,
right.
with Cool April Nights having just been here, and they do National Anthem a couple different times mm-hmm. there, there's always an opportunity. And to have a list of folks that we can call on is exciting to come across.
Yeah. And we did come across some great talent too, which are
did.
With us tonight. So let's, we're going to say hi to two right now, and that is Peyton Gary. Who is going to be our Thursday night vocalist, and of course, Tess Walker, who is our Saturday night vocalist. Hi to both of you.
Hello.
Hi. Okay, well, let's start with Peyton.
Say, Peyton, how was your thought process with the interview when you stood up there and had to stand in front of all of us?
There were a lot more people in there than I was expecting. but I had actually decided to audition the night before.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Kind of just a thing to say, like, I have nothing to lose if I take this risk, but I have everything to gain.
Absolutely.
So, and then the questions came in, and I was like, I'm not prepared for questions, so I guess we'll just answer as best as I can and go with that.
And you did really well.
Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, obviously, you're here.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You scored very highly because we do go by score sheets, and there's about, 10 different things that we
11,
go by
yeah.
that would be like correct notes, breath control, professionalism, appropriate demeanor, honoring the anthem's significance. These are some of the things. Clear pronunciation of lyrics, ability to convey pride, sincerity, and appropriate emotion. Confidence without reliance on lyrics, because everybody must know it by heart. You're not going to pull out your phone and sing the national anthem. Yeah. Not on this watch. Audience impression, memorability, and appropriateness of performance. So, you know, ding, ding, ding. So here we have Peyton on Thursday night. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I grew up in the Central Valley in a teeny, teeny, tiny town called Chowchilla. It's full of almond trees and dairies, and it's very dusty.
And a prison.
Yes, that too. Unfortunately, that's what everybody knows us by.
Yeah.
And then I moved here probably 5 years ago, and I just absolutely love living here. The nature here is incredible. I try and spend as much time as I can outside, whether that be in the garden or on the lake. And then I also have my smaller hobbies like crochet and like playing the guitar and things like that. And I'm also, as you mentioned earlier, I do work at Costco, but I'm also a freelance web designer. So that gives me an outlet for my creativity that isn't just singing, because, I mean, there's only so much of that you can do before you lose your voice. I went that route for a career because what better way to be creative in everyday life than to just make it your job?
Absolutely.
I love it. That's just great. Girl on Fire. It's Peyton Ruggieri. And so, Ruggieri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Italian.
Yeah.
And I'm actually super impressed that you got it right on the first try. That
well, I didn't
never,
say with
ever
happens. I didn't say with jabby.
Yeah. Usually people say ruggery. I actually have some medals from high school that are
really?
Spelled wrong. Yeah.
You're working at Costco. I do CVS.
Yeah. Oh.
And yet you're that blondish red-head Italian.
Yeah, northern,
yeah, yeah.
Northern Italian.
Northern Italian.
Mm-hmm. Rare. Well, I don't know. If you could say it's the best food we can't go into that discussion. So that's Peyton. We're looking forward to having you Thursday night. And that's going to be a very special, that's family night.
Yeah, I'm super excited that I got slotted for family night. Family is probably the most important thing in my life, bar none. Dad raised me that, you know, when in doubt, all you have is family.
Mm. Absolutely.
Even if nothing else is going wrong in your life, and like I've had those seasons where I'm kind of just down on my luck, family has always come through. And so getting slotted for family night and then being able to tell coworkers and friends and then being like, oh, that's great, because I'm going to go, like, my kid's in mutton busting that night, you know? Like, so,
perfect.
Yeah. So, was super excited about that. Couldn't have picked a better night for myself.
And actually, I want to say that I think there's still tickets available. The Friday night and Saturday night sold out right away. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday and Thursday, I think there's still some tickets available. So make sure you do go to ReadingRodeo.com. Don't go to any other website. ReadingRodeo.com. Otherwise, it should be like a $38 ticket at the most.
Yeah.
So if you're going somewhere and it's like, that's $100, because you're getting scammed. So, all right, let's go to our final Saturday night. And, Tessa, that was, you know, we slated you for the closing night, which is America's 250th. That's going to be the final, night. And Scott and I sang last year. They've always called that like the Veteran Appreciation. But they're calling it Celebrating America this year. I think the 250th. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about yourself and your experience.
So my name is Tessa Walker. I'm 21 years old, and I've been singing since I was 6 years old, I want to say. And I've just spent my entire life loving horses. I grew up riding, grew up originally in the English world, and then decided I wanted to work with cows. And I was like, I've got to go do the horses. And so I just really grew up with strong family values. I was in 4-H, and I have never missed a rodeo. I remember one year one of my chickens passed, and it was so sad, and we were about to leave for the rodeo, and I was crying. My mom's like, are you sure you still want to go? And I was like, we can't miss it. We have to go see the horses. We have to go. And so it was just such an honor, man, such an honor to be able to do this. And I have family that served and is still serving. And so to be able to celebrate America and celebrate the veterans and Reading Rodeo in itself, it just means the world to me. I love it. I grew up always going to it. I've always admired everyone, the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into every bit of it. Yeah.
Well, and as an animal person, you know.
Yeah.
We watch sometimes as we go to rodeos, for those of us that love them, and we watch the picketers out front.
Yep.
The PETA folks that think that, you know, these animals are so abused. And I think if you only knew how well taken care of these animals are, the children of some of our folks may not be as well taken care of as their horses are. Because this is what makes them their money.
Right.
Yeah. And they are going to take as good a care of that stock as possible.
Yeah.
Because it's everything to them. I don't care if it's a bull, if it's a bucking bronc, if it's one of the roping steers. Right. It doesn't matter. Even the mutton sheep that are coming out to be ridden by the little kids are very well taken care of.
Yeah.
These animals are pampered.
They're star athletes.
You know, they really are.
They are, yeah. My horse has better nails than I do. So.
Right?
I think one of the things that I think took us about you, Tessa, was that when we would ask, I think, a few people, what's your why? And like you said, you were saying earlier that you were like some people weren't ready for the questions, and we didn't really have like any set question. It would just be like randomly, well, what's your why? And when you said that people had served and that you were in the rodeo, and we thought that that was a great pairing because of the family that you had served and your family, you understood, like when you're singing and you see the red, white, and blue, there's a... It's not
connection.
It's a connection. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So what more can you say about your experience when you found out? How did you find out about the audition?
Well, my singing teacher, which was actually the one that encouraged me to do it. Shout out Lynn Curry.
Yes, Lynn.
Yeah, we love her.
And she said, I can't comment on her because she's one of my...
Didn't. She didn't. I know. She told me, she's like, I'm not giving you any favors. And I said, I really don't want you to.
Yeah, she was very strong about that with us. Yes, very. Just to clarify. Yeah. Go ahead.
But I tried out last year, actually, and I was a little nervous when I came in. You know, I'd sang the national anthem at horse shows, actually at the 45 games and things like that. But I was nervous, and so I kind of stayed, you know, a little bit tucked in, didn't really sing out. And then this year I was like, you know what, I really want to do this. Like, this means the world to me. I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to give it my all. And I still remember when you called me and told me that I got it. I cried afterwards. Just happy tears. But
I think you feel good, Scott. Yeah, I was
so excited. It means the world to me. I mean, I see all the sacrifice that people make all the time. Yeah. And
It's a big honor, and it's a big responsibility. We've talked about it because we've done this several times before, and it's, you never know, because in the moment, we don't know if a fly is going to come in your mouth or shoot in there when you're, if it's wind or, you just have to be so ready for the elements and be prepared, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Well, and that, having sat there doing this and have a horse start to move.
Yeah.
Because they're all lined up out there, and one will get spooked about something and move, and you just have to stay in that zone.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned it to a lot of you when you were interviewing, auditioning, it's keeping the eyes on the crowd.
Yeah.
You're not going to necessarily see them, but you're on the big screen because the camera's in your face and it's got you on the big screen. And so they're seeing you. And as you're kind of panning and looking, not doing a lot of it, but a little bit, because you want to stay with that camera on you, they know. They know you're looking back at them. So for a performer to sit there with their eyes closed.
Right.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're too scared to sing.
Right.
Whereas when you have eyes open.
Right.
They're connecting with you. Even though you're not one-on-one with them, they feel you are.
Right.
And that's huge for those folks.
Yeah.
And especially on a night like a family night or an, because we do these to honor things.
Yeah.
Right.
Native American night, family night. The pink the night, you know, tough enough to wear pink.
Yeah.
It's called, it's got a different title now, but it's pink night.
But it's pink night.
Yeah.
And you know, you see all the pink out there, and then you see, and to stand there, and you girls will get this, when there's 8,000 people standing there in front of you, and you start to sing, and you watch hats start coming off, and they start coming off during the prayer, before you sing. And I don't know how Linda is about it. I will give you the hint. Don't listen to the prayer. Listen to it, but don't listen. Mm-hmm. And I say that because if you get emotional at all about prayer, the prayer that he normally does will wreck you.
It's so good. I cry every time.
Wreck you. Do not listen to it.
Yes.
It's kind of like certain songs when you sing them, you can't, Linda and I know this, on a performance level, I don't want to know the lyrics in my head as I'm singing them because they will get to me and I won't be able to sing.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to emote right now. I'm just going to sing because I don't want to hear the words.
Yeah, right. I keep going,
Yes. I know my note. I know my note.
And
ready.
Then I'm listening to something else because you're back in the back way and there's the bullfighters. Everything's going on around you.
Yeah, I can, there's noise.
And it's big noise. So I'm like put my finger on my ear.
And the noise
I'm
does
so glad
not
I'm not
start.
Alone.
The noise literally does not stop
until
you start to sing.
Yeah.
And the moment you start to sing, the stadium goes dead silent.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's a big moment. Everybody's American.
Not to make you, but it's almost like think about that.
Yeah.
Think about the visual because you guys, we know that you have the goods, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
Yep.
So you brought the goods at the audition and you are slated. So we are so much appreciate. It's just so great to be able to find out a little bit each one of you. And thank you for coming on the air tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
absolutely. Excited to have you. And then hopefully we'll also see you. I'll be seeing you at the Colt 45s this season because I have my seats behind home plate. And I will make sure that Patty has names and numbers to be calling you to come sing because I was very impressed.
Thank you.
Well, good. Another wrap-up here is that Nick Myers was on earlier, and, of course, I'm here with Scott Lewis. We're going to wrap this up now, but Nick will be on Native American Night. He's our one guy. He's great. Again, we have everybody kind of grew up in this area. I wasn't really aware of that when we booked these four people that they were really locals, you know, which is great. And then, of course, on Thursday night, we've got Peyton, and then we have on Friday night, we've got
Cheyenne.
I always want to call her Savannah. I don't know what it is. We have Cheyenne, and then, of course, on Saturday night, our one and only Tessa Walker. So all four just fabulous, fabulous, fabulous singers.
Redding's in for a treat.
Redding's in for a treat, and the Redding Rodeo is going to be better than ever this year.
Absolutely.
Go to ReddingRodeo.com and make sure you get your tickets. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to close, and Scott, mwah.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Make it a beautiful night, random acts of kindness, and God bless America.
I got you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.